Protesters in New Haven say they want justice for 19-year-old Mubarak Soleimani. He was the second of three people killed by police this month in Connecticut. WSHU's Davis Donovan reports. And a warning, this report contains potentially disturbing sound of the shooting.
State Trooper Brian North shot Soleimani last week after a chase on Interstate 95. North fired seven times through a car window as Soleimani sat in the driver's seat. This is sound from North's body camera. State police placed North on desk duty. Some friends and family of Soleimani say they want more. Hundreds of people rallied outside New Haven City Hall Tuesday.
We're going to march down to the police department in a peaceful protest to show them that now that we are here, we will not stop until we get justice.
Organizer Kira Ortoliva said she was a good friend of Soleimani. She put together the rally because she was heartbroken by his death.
He told everyone that 2020 was going to be the year where he made big moves in his life, where he focused on school, where he focused on his work. And he helped his family, and he didn't even get to make it to February.
Abdul Rahman Musa is one of Soleimani's uncles. He spoke alongside other family members at the rally.
What is the need to kill when killing is not the solution? Somebody who has life ahead of him has been taken out of the world just like that, and family are left with scar in their heart. Now we need justice, and justice should prevail.
Some of Soleimani's family met with State Police Commissioner James Ravella Tuesday morning at a local church. They said they asked him to take Trooper Brian North off desk duty and send him home until an investigation is over. Soleimani's uncle Tahir Muhammad said they also asked for outside oversight of the investigation.
And we have been asking that this case be turned over to the U.S. attorney. We do not trust the state to investigate the state.
Police shootings are usually investigated by state police in Connecticut. Since a state trooper was involved, though, officials gave the investigation to a Middlesex state's attorney in the Division of Criminal Justice. David McGuire is with the ACLU of Connecticut. McGuire says he'd like to see a change in the standards of what constitutes an acceptable use of force.
In many of these recent cases, we've seen police not de-escalating, in many cases actually escalating and going to lethal force very quickly. And until the legal definition is changed, police will continue to get off scot-free even though they kill people unnecessarily.
Connecticut State Police didn't respond to a request for comment. State police are also investigating two other police shootings this month, one in Ansonia and one in Waterbury. Family members say they'll hold a memorial service for Soleimani on Sunday at First Calvary Baptist Church in New Haven. Davis Donovan, WSHU News.